Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So, being yourself. Being yourself isn't always easy. A lot of people hide their true personalities away for a variety of reasons. But is that a good thing? We all have our thoughts on people, and people have their thoughts on us. Some people we'll like, and vice versa. And some people we won't. That's just life. But regardless of who you like and who likes you, that shouldn't stop you from living life how you see it. If a person doesn't like you for who you are, then you're better off without them. If you change what you like and how you act for the benefit of other people, then you're not being yourself. You're watering yourself down and ultimately not respecting your own beliefs and preferences, which is not a healthy way to live. As Oscar Wilde once said, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. The importance of being yourself and the dangers of pretending. The world nowadays is full of opportunity. You can go to virtually any country at the drop of a hat. You can aim to become anything you want to be. You can experience anything you want to at any time you want to. Life is vibrant and exciting, there's no doubt. But there's only one thing you can't change in life, and that's you. Of course, it's much easier to sit here and say, be yourself, than it is to actually do it. But that doesn't take away from the importance of it. Happiness is one of the keys to a healthy and enjoyable life. Without it, you'd be miserable. But happiness doesn't just happen. We have to make it for ourselves. This could be in the form of enjoying ourselves with friends and family. It could be by achieving the goal you've always worked really hard for months. It can also be just living the life the way you want to. In many ways, accepting you for who you are is the most difficult thing to achieve, and yet the payoff can be massive. But like we've said, it's much easier said than done. Faking your own personal acceptance of yourself can seem like an easy shortcut to make, and a way of bypassing all the difficulties that might come with assessing and accepting who you are as a person. But it's not without difficulty. Humans are social creatures. We seek out and desire connections with others, but a fear that lingers at the back of our minds is that we won't be accepted for who we are. And in an attempt to find that connection, we pretend to be someone else or something that we're not. This is more dangerous than you might realize. See, by pretending and putting on a mask, you're tricking yourself into a false narrative. Pretending is lying. And when you're pretending to be happy, more often than not, you're far from it. Rather than give us claws and sharp teeth, evolution gave us big brains with capabilities to achieve and make marvelous things. But it also gave us a sense of consciousness. We're constantly worried about what other people think, how we look to them, how we have to act in order for them to accept us. And because of this, we'll dim our own personalities to appease what we believe to be their opinions, when in reality, it's us who cast that opinion onto them. It's a blessing and a curse to be this conscious, when most of us probably just want to do what makes us happy, free from fear of judgment and ridicule. The problem is that from an early age, we are constantly taught that we have to be more. We have to do better than what we've done before. We have to be a better person. Some people might be very outgoing and extroverted, but are told to quieten down and stop making scenes. Some people might be very shy and introverted and forced to do things they don't want to do in an attempt to try and overcome what are usually set in stone character traits. The problem is, by doing this, you're being told not to be you, to dial yourself down or ramp yourself up to a point where you have to question, are you really you anymore? Can you ask yourself if you're truly happy? And you can give an answer, but only you will know if that answer is truthful. It can be scary to face yourself, to address the issues you have, to admit your deepest desires and goals, to face your fears. But if you do that, regardless of how long it takes for you to fully embrace yourself, being the real you will always be better than pretending to be something you're not. How to be yourself? There's no set way to be yourself. Some people are lucky and are able to accept just who they are from an early age. Some people are unlucky and never really accept themselves, no matter how hard they try to. But there are things you can try and do to help you embrace your true self. Like we said, it's difficult to confront yourself about your true and honest self, but doing so can help you to lead a much happier, healthier life. And here's what you can do. Please yourself. Pleasing yourself doesn't mean do what you want without a care in the world for other people, regardless of how it might affect them. No. Instead, what it means is do what makes you happy. If you want to dye your hair a vibrant colour, do it because you want to. If you want to get rid of it again, do it because you want to. Not necessarily because somebody told you. If you want to experience something, an event, or maybe a music festival, whatever it might be, then do it. Don't listen to other people's opinions that tell you how to enjoy your life. Do what makes you happy. If you're not a believer in religion or the afterlife, then you probably believe that you only get one life on this earth. So live it how you want to and be kind to those around you as you do. Appreciate you. We're all unique in ways that make us different from one another. Embrace these differences. From an early age, you could have been taught that you fit into a certain category of person, that once you're there, you can't change. Well, this is kind of false. There's no such thing as normal, so embrace what makes you different. In doing so, you can learn things about yourself that you didn't know before, making your life even better and helping you to truly embrace your uniqueness. Forgive. We all do things that we regret. It's a part of life. But once we've done them, they're done. What's in the past is in the past. It can't be changed. What's said has been said. Don't dwell on these things. Don't let these negative regrets upset you. Instead, try to forgive yourself for doing it. Think negatively, and it forces you to focus on the problem rather than the solution. By accepting what you've done, you can move on to amending it. Have confidence. Again, confidence is much easier to improve through saying than it is through doing, but there are ways in which you can become more confident. One of the biggest drawbacks that we have as humans is that we limit ourselves in our beliefs and abilities. Confronting these limits and barriers, succeeding can permanently destroy them, allowing us to gain more confidence. Of course, there is a chance that you might not succeed, but confidence is all about risk. You won't know about something until you try it. Similarly, you should be curious. After all, the more you know and understand, the more confident in your own ability and knowledge you can be. Confidence starts with you. So stop comparing yourself to others. Social media has made it far too easy to criticize your own life based on other people's. The thing is, when you compare, you more often than not are purely comparing the final outcome. If they've achieved more than you, do you know how many times they've failed? Do you know how many mistakes they've made along the way? All you're seeing is the outcome, not the journey. Each of our stories are different, so stop comparing them. No good can come from it. go for your goals. Finally, really, go for your goals. How many success stories in life have you heard when people say, I was told I would never be able to achieve this, and yet I did, through hard work and dedication. This is what we mean. You're going to get people in your life that tell you you're not good enough, strong enough, smart enough, artistic enough. Prove them wrong. They're your goals, not theirs. It's important to do the things we want to do. It's important to achieve the things we want to achieve. But above all else, it's important that we enjoy the life we have. You can't control other people's thoughts. So if you're happy with yourself, well, that's all that matters. But as we've said, being yourself isn't always easy. It can be very hard to admit to yourself who you really are. But put it this way. Do you want to be 90, lying on your deathbed, thinking about everything you didn't say because you were scared of the response? Every place and every event you didn't experience because you were scared of the outcome? Everything you didn't do because you were scared of the reaction? Well, that's up for you to decide. I know I don't. See you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.